Blog Talk Radio.
Now. So show them how far we can get and show them who we represent. Put your Jesus pieces in there and show them who we win.
one that raised us, the one that gave us the life and sector. He either cried, they believe he died. They put him in a tomb, they believe he rise. But now he rose, but man, who knows? I know he'll be back to save my soul. And when he comes, oh yeah, we'll be forever gone. And when he leaves, man, you don't wanna be left alone.
If you a soldier for the Lord, let me hear you scream.
Movement, man. Yeah. You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's go.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
And when I go, I ain't gotta need a light song. Cause I ain't coming back, I'm out like a running back. When that highway to heaven, said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence, it's obvious, it obviously. G-O-D is in me, me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gon' win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the chin. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a trend. But now, but your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
The rumors I ain't buying, so all you scientists, I need to stop crying. Nobody knows the hour of the day, so get yourself together, cause it might be the day that it was supposed to happen. Woo! It's one of the feel-good joints, man. Stop sinning. It's a movement, man. You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's go.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
And when I go, I ain't gotta need a light song. Cause I ain't coming back, I'm out like a running back. When I highway to heaven, said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence, it's obvious, it obviously. G-O-D is in me, me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gon' win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the chin. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a trend. But now, but your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know.
I know.
And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
The rumors I ain't buying, so all you scientists, I need to stop crying. Nobody knows the hour of the day, so get yourself together. it might be today. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st. Only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I seen hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I hold you up like a kickstand. When your problems pile up like a dishpan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband. Just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what? Thank you, man.
I like that. What's cracking? What's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We in the building. I'm your homie, Oasis. Yeah. Today's topic, Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Against Christ. That's what it is. Antichrist. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Antichrist. Against Christ. Is this modern world living like the Christ Jesus, or is it developing into and becoming Antichrist? Yeah, against Christ. Ice Cake, scratch the record. Could you scratch the record? Let me ask that question again. Is this thing on? Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic is Antichrist against Christ. Here's the question again. Is this modern world we are living in, right? Is this modern world living like the Christ Jesus? Now think about it. Jesus was all about his father's business. So is this modern world we're living in right now, is it living like the Christ Jesus, or is it developing into and becoming Antichrist against Christ? This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Bring the music back. Yeah, just give you something to think about. Yeah, bring it on back. Bring it on back. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Yeah, I follow Jesus, the Christ. Is this modern world living like the Christ Jesus, or is it developing into and becoming Antichrist against Christ? Yes, we respect God's order. Yes, we respect God's order, the way he set things up and how he, you know, the way it is still, you know, set up right now. Yeah, we respect God's order. No, we won't agree with wicked, godless leaders signing and passing laws that go against God. No. We're not going to agree with leaders. Yeah, wicked, godless leaders signing and passing laws that go against God. Nah, we respect the rank, the position God created the rank. We're going to get into all that today. We respect, yeah, we respect the rank, the position, but not you wicked ones in the position. Yeah, we for Christ. Mm-hmm. So who is a liar? I'm going to put some word on you. I'm going to go upside Satan here with his Bible. Go upside Satan head with this, yeah, hating Satan. Go upside his head with the word from God our Father. It says, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? Yeah, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Yeah, he is Antichrist that denies the Father, and the Son. Deny means to refuse to admit the truth. Yeah, refuse to admit the truth. And you could deny the Father and the Son. Talking about you believe in them, but you could deny that you know them by the life you live in. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yeah, we all know God loves us. But do we love God enough to do things his way? Well, I feel like preaching. Feel like preaching already. Yes, sir. We know God loves us. But do we love God enough to do things his way, humans? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Today's topic, Antichrist, against Christ. I hope you are for Christ, for Jesus, not against him. You're going to lose. You better repent. Come to the right side. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for getting us into this season to where we celebrate you, your son, yeah, being born, and we celebrate giving you thanks, giving you thanks. So, Father, we do it every day. We go extra with this one. Yeah, it ain't pagan for us because we know you. We bring God to it. Yeah, you work everything out for our good, so you get the glory. Yeah, thank you for bringing us through this far throughout this year. Father, keeping us protected and everything, Father. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, Father. Thank you for loving us, letting us love you back. Thank you for letting us get to know you. Father, you just continue to have your way and lead us and guide us into your will being done and your kingdom coming in our lives, Father, as well as on this earth as it is in heaven. You have your way. You created us for you, and we recognize that we were created by you as well, so you just have your way with us. Let us respond back to you the right way that you would have us to respond. Thank you for the process and for teaching us through the process and letting us get to know you. You revealing yourself in different ways to us, Father, that we never knew. Yeah, some we heard about, some we just, man, you blow our mind with it. So you just continue to have your way as we continue to give you all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the honor, Father. Yeah, and all the love from our lives. In the almighty name of Jesus, amen, yeah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We are 100% transparent over here. That means we ain't hiding nothing from you. Yeah, we ain't no hypocrites doing something over here and then acting some other kind of way over there. No. It is what it is. When hip-hop meets the Christ, hip-hop raw and uncut. In hip-hop, we don't respect what's not real. Okay, that's number one. And then Jesus, he true. He more real than hip-hop. So we sure enough bow down to him. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah. We 100% transparent. I'm not going to act like I'm perfect up in this thing, shouting. But the God I serve, oh, yeah, he perfect. And he got this. We 100% authentic as well. Know that. You know what I'm saying? Over here, we pray. We just did that. We'll do it again if you need some prayer. You know what I'm talking about? We got you. All right? Over here, we worship and praise. We about to get into that in a few. Sure enough, got them scriptures on deck over here. You know what I'm talking about? That's how we feed our spirit, feed our faith, man. Yeah, the word of God on deck. You know what I'm talking about? And that's how we get our problem solved, by doing what he says in his word. Yeah. And it's not by our power or might, but it's by his spirit. So, Father, we glorify you. And thank you for that. Hallelujah. Yeah. This ain't religion. It ain't by our power. It ain't by our might, but it's by his spirit, says the Lord. That's how we get this thing done. Faith and action over here. Faith with works over here. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we catch us live, man, Wednesdays, Hip-Hop and Jesus Christ on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time now. Yeah. Wednesdays, Hip Hop and Jesus, the Christ. All right, 7 p.m. All right. Also live Saturdays, topics from the all-knowing one at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, topics like this one today, Antichrist. Yeah, against Christ. Let's go ahead and make it plain. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully I can get in a little bit of this anti-Semitic stuff that they talking about too.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard about Kanye West and Kyrie Irving and the Jewish? Yeah, the ones that wish they were Jews. Okay. Why are they talking about some anti-Semitic? What about this anti-Christ? Hmm? All right, we'll touch that up a little bit later too during this broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so yeah, man. Let's get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We're going to play some songs. Yeah, God is already here. You know what I'm talking about? You brought him with you, right? I got him with me. You know what I'm saying? He already is. So, yeah, we ain't ushering in his presence. He already with us, man. We stay in his presence, man. We don't just wait till no Sunday or Saturday. Let's get this, you know, all the days of the week and the nights. Is that right? But yeah, man, let's come together right now, worship and praise God, though, in the spirit and in the truth. Thank him, showing your gratitude, expressing your praise unto him, your love unto him. All right, we playing these songs. We just worshiping together right now. And this is what you have to do sometimes during the week. And you know, you have to get a good pick-me-up. You need some strength. You got to put on some worship or praise or both music. You know what I'm saying? Even go more and put on that When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Google it during the week. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. We got newsletters and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you more about that later. But let's right now, let's just get ready to worship and praise God, our Father, in spirit and in the truth. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Let's worship.
'Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Yo, somebody need to hear this. Come on, y'all.
A child who has wandered off. In the midst of your storm, you will find your way. Don't let your joy
take you away.
Hold on, it's almost over.
Don't let it take your joy away.
Heaven's gonna answer your call. You've been praying and crying. Wait until the
Appreciate you tuning in. I like that song, though. That's J Moss. Yeah, don't let it. Don't let it take your joy. J Moss. You are tuned in, too, with Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We brought it back. All right. Today's topic, Antichrist. Against Christ. Is your mind stayed on God? Do you focus? Can you focus on God in everything that you do? Yes. Do you focus on God in everything that you do? Now, that's on you to answer that, okay? Can you focus on God in everything that you do? Yes. Do you focus on God in everything that you do? I'm going to leave that up to you, okay? You answer that. However, is this modern world living like the Christ Jesus? Or is it developing into and becoming antichrist, against Christ, living like Christ ain't real, that's against Christ, living like the Bible ain't true, like we don't need to know what it says in there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's against Christ too. Yeah, antichrist, ain't that something? However, for those of us that's in here, because as many as received him, to them he gave power, yeah, to become sons of God. Yeah, sons of God, stand up. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lift up his standard against the enemy. What God said, do, put on the whole armor of God and stand. Yeah, keep your faith, the shield of faith, which is every fiery dart of Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your faith in God. For sure with it, man. Hold on. What this song at? Hold on.
You're thinking, wait a minute, bro, boss. How am I supposed to be glad? The enemy's attacking me from every angle. All in my home, all in my finances, all in my job. All but my brothers and sisters, you better keep that joy. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So turn around and minister to yourself. Stand like this.
Don't let
it be
joy.
Yeah.
Don't let it be joy.
Stay right there.
Guess what? It's morning. Yes, sir. It's morning right now. Well, I tell you, bro, you can praise God wherever, whenever. You need to. Yeah. Wherever you at, you can give him the praise because he's everywhere at the same time. He's always good. He's always working everything out for our good. You are tuned in, too, when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you being here. Yeah, Antichrist. It's today's topic. Yeah, against Christ. That's today's topic. You know what I'm talking about? Remember this. You can call in. You can call in. When we are recording live, we do record live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? The call-in number 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. You can listen that way. You can speak by pressing 1 to speak, all right? That ain't going off. I don't agree with what he's saying. You know? Man, it don't matter if you agree. I'm giving the word of God. So, yeah, let God be true and every man, including me, be found a liar, right? As long as God being true. Now, his word is 100% the truth. That's God. I'm just his son. One of them. And because of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just a vessel that he's using. I'm a tool that he's using to get this word to you. All right? But you cannot argue with this word of God. It is what it is. Whether you want to argue with it or not, it is what it is. So this is the word, man. All right? Live Wednesdays, 7 p.m., the Bible. Live Saturdays, again, with the topics from the Bible. Mm-hmm. The all-knowing one at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. So you can call in live. Again, the call-in number, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen, speak by pressing 1. Listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm saying? Live or from the archives. Thank you very much for everyone who has been listening and who will tune in. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? We don't go through any gimmicks or strategies or nothing for God to, you know, send the increase. We let God do it. You know what I'm saying? If he don't draw you to him, we don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to do it. All glory goes to God. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Abba Father, for using us as you see fit. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. All right, man. So, yeah, check this out. Got some good news. Good news. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news, chaos, confusion in the world? Well, you like the broadcast? We got something for you to read, too. Got a good newsletter on deck. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Good newsletter. Get it free. Send straight to your email. All I need is your email. I send it to you. Comes out every 2 months. On the 15th of the month. December 15th. That's the next one. All right? It's full of God. It's full of his anointing. It's full of encouragement. Full of his power. All right? So, when hip hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. For the good newsletter if you want that. Like I said, get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months, all right? Also, the gospel album is out and the audio book is out as well by Oasis. Look to me, audio version. It's out now, all right? The gospel album is out now. Contact When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com for more details. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now we moving right along. We going down here to the Knock 'em Down. Yeah, the Joshua's Wall segment. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. You got an issue? You got a problem? You got a concern? All right, well, give it to God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's right. You got to solve the problem yourself. Give it to the problem solver, man. The all-knowing one, the all-powerful one. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem, you got a concern, you got an issue. If you give it to God, humans, he'll give you victory. All right? This is also the chance for thin skin because we're about to get into the... We're about to get deep. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't holding no punches, man. Yeah. It's going to be a bunch of haymakers and uppercuts. That's some power punches. You know what I'm saying? Are you kids?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thin skin, get ready to leave, exit, stage left. Because you're going to get left behind unless you repent and you can stay in here. Itching ears, you too. You get ready to... Stage left, exit. Stage left. No, not stage right. Stage left because you're going to get left too unless you repent. Yeah, itching ears. What are you talking about, being nosy? Looking for Q-tip preaching? No, this is the fire of God. The power of God, the fire of God, that Holy Ghost, yep. The anointing. Mm-hmm. From somebody who believes in God for real, and it's him that does what he does. So thin skin, itching ears, here's your chance to leave or repent and get this Jesus. Yeah, because the truth is the truth. And the only one who hates the truth is Satan and them humans that don't want to be in the light because their deeds are evil. But hold on, let me find my theme music here so I can give you that chance to decide what you're going to do. Itching ears and thin skin, easily offended folks. Yeah, hold on, here goes the theme music, man.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the grace and torture. prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. Are you?
Alrighty, you've been warned. Now, I got an issue today, man. I got an issue today. Yeah, and I love the issue of getting into the scriptures because I stay ready to get into them too. You know what I'm talking about? However, I got it's a little bitty issue, but it ain't little bitty though. It's little bitty, but it ain't little bitty because it can get deep, and you're gonna see how deep it can go in a few. So let's go with it now. Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, and anti-Semitic Jewish people saying that they're anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic, I asked my oldest daughter to look up the definition, and it said, the first definition, she said, you want me to read that one? I said, yeah. She said, it says prejudice against Jewish people. I said, I don't need to hear nothing else. There it is. All right, now, Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, all right, now, says something about, now, Kyrie put out a movie, or put, you know, some emphasis on a movie, From Hebrews to Negroes, I think that's the name of the movie. And I heard Farrakhan talking about it too. You know what I'm saying? But anti-Semitic, that's prejudice against Jewish people is what it says, right? Jewish. Yeah, I got something to say about Jewish people and Jews. Yeah, Jewish people and Jews are not the same. Uh-oh, did he say that? I told you, itching ears and thin skin, get your little... You've been listening to the whole broadcast. I've been enjoying the Holy Ghost. Now he's starting to... No, this is the Holy Spirit still. Uh-huh. And believe it or not, I got scriptures on deck. We ready for this one. You know what I'm talking about? So that's the first thing I'm going to say. That's the first thing I will say about Jewish and Jews are not the same. If I can trace your establishment back to the 1900s or something like that, even before that, 1800, 1600, I don't know. But I don't think it goes back further than that. But if I can trace it back, yeah, you Jewish people, if I can trace that back to the 1900s or something like that, you are not the same Jews from this Bible. Uh-oh. Yeah, you wish you were Jews. I'm just going to keep it 1,000, 1 billion up in here. Yeah. Off the Richter scales with this one, yes. Yeah, they say anti-Semitic is prejudice against Jewish people. Now, we didn't know who we were for a long time, so I'm in here with, I got, you know, it's a part of what Kanye and Kyrie are saying. I feel you. It's part of it. However, I got to add this to it. You got to use Jesus. Yeah, you got to bring Jesus to the fight when you're fighting Satan, Kanye and Kyrie, and anybody else. Uh-huh. If you're going to overcome Satan, you got to do it with Jesus. There is no other way. That's Satan who we are up against, that took our identity, that raped our identity, our ancestors and, you know, grandmamas, great-grandmamas and aunts and all that. Yeah, that was Satan through people. Mm-hmm. It was Satan that make folks carry out that evil and then kill us all the way down. We don't know who we are. All we know is slavery. You hear about kings, though. That's why you got to read your word. You hear about kings. We were kings, man. Got to read your word, though. They done did all this to us, right? We really did to ourselves because we ain't listen to God. That's why we get turned over into slavery right there. When you don't listen to God. They go for blacks, they go for whites, they go for Asian, they go for Hispanic, they go for Arab, whoever else I didn't name. All nations. Anytime you don't listen to God, yeah, you can go ahead and you're setting yourself up for slavery. Because God will turn you over to your enemies. And this is all in his word. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To our identification up to what to the fact that where we think about Jewish people, we think pale skin, big beards, glasses, and a black hat. This is what we think. This is how much Satan messed us up. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the white man. It was Satan through the white man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't even recognize it's him, but some of them do. But we on him, though. We don't wrestle flesh and blood. We on his head with his word. You know what I'm saying? So if you getting offended, you got that Satan in you then. Mm-hmm. Because the truth don't offend the truth. The truth offends the lies because it shines the light on the dark situation here. Yeah. Kept us in the dark, bro. Try to kill it. I'm talking about kill our identification, and not only kill it, but then steal it. See? Try to kill, steal our identification to where we don't even know that Jews are us. Uh-oh. Did he say it? Yeah, we are the Jews. We don't wish we were Jews like Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Y'all was under the influence of Satan with this. We don't wish we were Jews. We just find out that we Jews. We just found out. Yeah, I'm grown now. Kanye grown now. Kyrie, he grown now. We didn't know when we was coming up. Yeah, I'm a little bit older than Kyrie. But me and Kanye, I don't know if we in our 40s. We just found out that we Jews. The Hebrew, Israelites and all them. Yeah. We just finding out that we Jews. Now, I follow Jesus. Listen to me. Hear me. I follow Jesus, though. I don't leave Jesus out. I'm not going to deny that his name is Jesus. I'm not going to deny that the fact is. The truth is, his name is Jesus, and that's the name that's above all names. There is no other name given unto men. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We need Jesus, Kanye. We need Jesus, Kyrie. We need Jesus, Hebrew Israelites. We need Jesus, Christians. We need Jesus, Jehovah Witnesses. We need Jesus, Muslims. We need Jesus, Scientologists. We need Jesus, Atheists. And the list goes on. All of us, all nations, every human being need Jesus. Jews are black. Hebrews, I ask God, I read his Bible. That's why I don't say that the white man wrote this Bible, because I read this word. It's too powerful to give any man credit for writing the Bible. It's too powerful. This is God's word, yes. I'm reading this. I'm reading, okay. I'm reading about the Jews, and then I get over here in the New Testament, Hebrews, and I ask God myself. His word, I'm spending time with him. I don't need none of y'all to validate nothing. I know what I'm talking about, and I'm giving my testimony. I ask God, okay, so who the Hebrews, I say we read about the Jews a lot over here in the Old Testament, then you get over here in, you know, Hebrews, and I say, who the Hebrews and the Jews? I say, who, which one? Who is, he say they the same people. I say, huh? Yeah. They the same people. I say, huh? I'm talking to God. I ain't studying what no human was talking about. Uh-huh. They the same people. Hebrews, Jews, then you read about them. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye said they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth back when he had his mind right. Now, I hope you can get your mind. You still can't get it because God can save anybody. You got to receive Jesus, though, Kanye. Telling you. Okay? Kyrie, Hebrew Israelite, you need Jesus. So, we don't even know who we are. So much to the point that they stole our identification. Yeah, we're going to deal with the issue. We got to go ahead and deal with it for real. Jewish stole our identification. We thinking of pale skin, big beard, glasses, hat, rabbi looking. You see what I'm saying? Jesus, what we see, the image of Jesus that they painted in our head, not the image that we read about if you read the Bible, but it was a pale skin, Mona Lisa looking boy. Yes, sir! But that's all I'm going to say about that picture. A pale-skinned Mona Lisa-looking boy. That's Mona Lisa's brother. Yeah, y'all ain't fooling me. Mm-hmm. Now, Jews are black, so y'all are the ones that are anti-Semitic Jewish people. Mm-hmm. Y'all prejudice against black folks. Y'all the ones prejudice against black folks. We Jews. Mm-hmm. Still, even in 2022, y'all still prejudice over here in America, for real. And guess what else? On top of being anti-Semitic, y'all anti-Christ. Anti-Christ. Now, let me go ahead and clear this up some more. Israel is all nations that receive Jesus. That's why you heard the Holy Spirit calling out everybody with all them religions earlier. Let you know everybody needs Jesus. So Israel, because Jacob, yeah, his name was Jacob, and it was turned to Israel by God. All this is in the Bible, though. I get all the information I'm giving you right now. I'm getting it from the Word of God.
And I got two scriptures on deck. Then we're going to go to a song and we're going to get into this Antichrist stuff. Israel is all nations that receive Jesus. Let's be clear. All nations that receive Jesus is Israel. You're not Israel just because you find out that you black and you Israel. No, you become a Jew when you receive Jesus, because he's not a Jew who is one who's outside, outwardly, but he is a Jew who's one inwardly. That's how God brings all of us together, because America got us divided by all these colors, right? By all different nations. That's America for you. It ain't God. That's America did that. Okay? God clearing it up right now. The word of God, he's been clearing it up. Well, people won't get into it. So he going to present it this way. Represent. Okay? Now check this scripture out. So if you want to hear something about some anti-Semitic stuff, and you want to know why this Holy Spirit going off like this, this is Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. I usually just read it, but since we're doing the issue of life today, I'll go ahead and call it. I usually just read it, but you can read it with me if you want to. And these words are in red in my Bible. So that means this is Jesus, the Lord, saying this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 says, I know your works and tribulation. I know what you're doing. I see it. I see you producing, and I see your tribulation. You keep going through stuff. I see it, and your poverty. You working in still poverty, right? But you are rich. You got to know that. I see your works, your tribulation, your poverty, but you rich, though. But you are rich, and this is still in red. And I know the blasphemy. Here's the kicker. Y'all ready? I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. Yeah, they say, I know the blasphemy against, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews, but guess what they are? They are not Jews, but they are a synagogue of Satan. Not a synagogue, the synagogue of Satan. Let's read it again. This Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Told you, you ain't got to take my word. I get what I get from the word. Source. And yes, the Bible will chop up, the sword of spirit will chop up every philosophy, religion, opinion, science, and whatever else that go against the knowledge of God and knowing God. Yeah. Revelation 2, verse 9, let's read it again. I know your works and tribulation. Yeah, God knows everything about you. Jesus knows, because this is his words, and poverty. He says, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. Yeah, you are rich, should, but you are rich. It got that way, the works, the tribulation, the poverty, because it says, but you are rich after that. Mm-hmm. So, and that but, we learned that's just like hitting the delete button, deleting all that in front of it. But you are rich. That's what Big Brother Jesus the Christ, the Lord, said. Right? Says. It says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They say they are Jews and they are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. Now, what you going to say against the word of God? Huh? Mm-hmm. You don't think God know everything? What you think all knowing is just knowledge? Like he went to college for this. Nah, he know everything. Know your thoughts, my thoughts, everybody, before they even come to your head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got another scripture too. Yeah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our forefathers, the real ones. Mm-hmm. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. Horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Your seed in a land that's not theirs. He said your seed, right? Not seeds. He said seed and then started talking about theirs. Y'all see this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One seed. All these going to come out. Watch. And he said, okay, I'm reading from Genesis chapter 15. Spoiler alert myself. Verse 12. Now, if you can Go ahead and find it. Genesis chapter 15, verse 12. It says, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Bam. First clue. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about no Jewish people now. We talking about the folks from this Bible. Yeah, y'all ain't the same. We the ones. We the same slaves that built the pyramids and the same slaves that picked cotton. That's us. All y'all other Jewish and Holocaust and all that, I don't know who you are. I heard about you. But this word of God tells me who I am. Gonna be a stranger in a foreign land, in a land, a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict. That means put them through a lot of pain, right? They're going to put them through a lot of pain for 400 years. Y'all know who this is, man. How y'all going to say the white man wrote the Bible, man, please? Verse 14 says, and also that nation, though. Check this out. That nation, though. Don't forget. Also that nation, this is for you, America. That nation whom they shall serve will I judge, or I will judge you, America. That nation whom they shall serve, I will judge. And afterward, they shall come out with great substance. And I know this is Exodus, right? But the word of God is still living, right? And it fits in your life just like a puzzle right now. Let's keep it real. See, y'all don't want to keep it all the way true, but talking about you follow Jesus. But let's keep it all the way thorough then. All this coming from the word of God, cuz. And I can get deeper than this, because all I got to do is tell you to go to Obadiah, and we can really get deeper with this Esau and Jacob thing. Uh-oh. God chose Jacob. Jacob is Israel. The Jews. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He didn't say Abraham, Isaac, Esau. Esau and Jacob, twins, though. Esau, Red and Harry, Hunter. Uh-huh. White man. I get all up from the Bible, cuz. Don't tell me I'm tripping. Because Esau, you knew who you were for a long time, but then you had the nerve to wish you were Jews and try to take our identity. We Jacob, yes. We in the womb fighting, yes. Both. God chose Jacob over Esau. And then it says in the Bible twice, God hated Esau. See, that's why y'all, this the Bible, cuz. I ain't making up nothing. I got this from the source. I ain't in the Bible, ain't in the library getting no other books or philosophies, religions. I'm getting this from the source. Esau, Jacob, Obadiah. You can read it yourself. You got to Google this. Read the word. Google don't know it all. Yeah, Google is not all-knowing. But the word of God is all-knowing. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. And since we turned up with these scriptures, how about we just go ahead from anti-Semitic to anti-Christ? Let's go ahead and get into that one. Because anti-Semitic, y'all anti-Christ, though. Talking about somebody against y'all, y'all against us. And y'all against Christ. And whoever ain't received Jesus, come on, man. You against Christ. You anti-Christ. You denying him with your life. Living like he don't exist. That's denying him, right? Mm-hmm. Who is Antichrist? Well, he who denies Jesus and God. Uh-huh. You Antichrist. All right? So let's go ahead and get into this topic then. First Peter is the first scripture we're going to go to on this topic of Antichrist. Yeah, I can get deeper on that other stuff, but I'm going to leave that alone right there for now. We'll deal with it another time if we have to. You know what I'm saying? First Peter, though. And hallelujah, Abba Father. Yeah. God give us boldness to represent him like this. First Peter chapter 2. Antichrist. Uh-huh. Talking about anti-Semitic. What about this Antichrist stuff? That involves everybody. 1 Peter chapter 2, go to verse 13. Just go right and well and good with this voting and government Now, I told you, keep this in mind while we're reading this. We respect God's order. Yeah, we respect God's government, how he set it up. Yeah, but we, you know, we respect the rank, but we won't agree with the wicked leaders, okay? Now, let's go. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Now, off the rip, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Now, God ain't telling you to side up with evil ever. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you this, but I will. God ain't ever telling us to ever side up with evil, okay? Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, right? Whether it be to the king, check it out. He didn't say evil. He said to the king. He talking about governing government, right? To the king. Whether it be to the king as supreme, we respect the office of the president. But Donald Trump, no. Man, please. Joe Biden, no. Barack Obama, okay. All right. Are they about God's business? Now you can understand what I'm saying. But you done went and voted for them, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one of them led you to Jesus? Which one of them led leading people to Jesus in that high position that they got? See, we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but the principalities and the spiritual wickedness in the high places. Mm-hmm. So, for the Lord's sake, you submit yourself to every ordinance of man, rather to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him. Listen, as unto them that are sent by him. Okay? If they were sent by him, this is what they would do. For the punishment of evildoers. Okay, hold on. Now, is it lining up with that? Do they punish evildoers or do they punish the guilty? Think about it. Evildoers, do they get it? Or the good ones, do they get it? Think about it. Something is off here, right? The word of God is true. The world we live in is off, though. So, king, governor, they sent by God for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Now, is this world like that, or is it backwards? Is it? Let's keep reading. Hold on. Just we in the word. Let's just go. So, the government, the king, the governors, who you're supposed to, you know, submit yourself to in every ordinance, because they're supposed to be submitting to him. If they were, there'll be some for the punishment sent by him, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. They get in these positions and get corrupt, right? Or corrupt the position that they're in. So, verse 15, yeah, they corrupt themselves. The position is still, you know, ordered by God, because we are reading right here about kings, we're reading about governors, but we're reading about these that's sent by God for the punishment of evildoers, not to become evildoers themselves and to make the world be evil and to sign in laws and make it more acceptable or legal to be evil on earth, which is still illegal with God because this is still his earth. But y'all run the vote, right? Think you're going to make a difference instead of going to pray. I'm talking about you praying and vote. Well, what you voting for if you're praying, really? If you're really praying, why you voting, cuz? Yeah, praying, they talking about they voting is your voice, and then praying, you know that's your voice, so why you doing both? You can't do both. Can't serve God and mammon. You can't do both. Can't serve God and Antichrist. Which president pointed anybody to Jesus Christ? I'll wait. 563-999-3702. I'll wait. Even if you don't catch this broadcast, call another one and we can still talk about it. 563-999-3702. I wish I was on live. Hey, we'll catch me next time if you don't catch this one. I wish I'd have called in. Mm-hmm. Which president pointed anybody to Jesus, to Christ? Verse 13 again. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God. Now, if they was doing that, how Donald Trump get to be president and talking about he running again? Now, if he beat them and he win again, that's going to show me how frail this government really is. I like everything they throwing at, bro. I'm talking about they can't get him for nothing. They coming all kind of ways. I like, bro. And then the man running for president, if they can't beat him, come on, man. Evildoers. Yeah, evil fighting evil. What you expect? A circus. That's what a clown show. When evil fighting evil, a bunch of cowards on the screen. Yeah, that's why they entertain you, right? You don't see them unless they're on the screen, right? Okay, then. It ain't like they friendly come into every neighborhood. I'm your president. You don't even know me. Somebody said, get the. Mm-hmm. Get the. I'm going to bring my shirt back. What the? And get the. Yeah, you don't even know me. How you representing me? Because I go to God for myself through Jesus, though. Yeah, got to go through Jesus. Got to go through Jesus. Otherwise, you're not talking to God. That's right. If you don't go through Jesus, you know, y'all believe all this other stuff, but still reject the truth, what is wrong with you? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this will help out me, Mr. Christ. All right, back over here. Verse 15 says, For so is the will of God that with well-doing, with you doing well, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now remember, this same system is the one who killed Jesus, Antichrist. And the one who killed Jesus, you run into putting your faith in it. Look at my voice. Okay. I ain't prayed since you've been in trouble, huh? Because see, you know, some people don't pray unless they get in trouble. And you ain't been in trouble in a long time, huh? You've been prospering, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. For so is the will of God that with doing well, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. That's why you got to have a life to back it up. You got to have a life first, really. Then your preaching becomes, you know, right. Got that power because you're living it first. Put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, and they show enough talking. They talking out of their ignorance and other folks believing it instead of believing the truth. 1 Peter chapter 2, you need this word. Verse 16 says, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak. Yeah, we're going to live as free, but not using our liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. Yeah, wanting to harm somebody, but as the servants of God. Yeah, the only one I want to harm is Satan, okay? So yeah, I go hard. But don't think I'm trying to hurt you humans. I'm telling you that we all need Jesus. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whoever else I didn't name. Everybody, all nations need Jesus. Verse 17 says, honor all men. See that? I'm doing what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Honor all men. Yeah. Love the brotherhood. Yeah. Everybody who follows Jesus, yeah, that's the brotherhood. Fear God. Reverence God. It ain't nothing but one. All the religions wrong. I don't care which one you're a part of. All of them wrong. It ain't nothing but one God. We don't worship him through religion. We worship him in spirit and in the truth. We worship him, the one and only God, in the spirit and in the truth. We don't worship through religion or count on our own works. Fear God. Reverence God. Honor the King. Jesus. King. We ain't Antichrist over here. Yeah. Servants, be subject to your masters. Servants, you're a servant, right? Be subject to your master. Is your master Jesus? Is your master your boss? Is your master this system? Okay. Servants, be subject to your masters. Some of y'all ain't subject to Jesus. You're not subject to God. You got to submit to God and resist the devil and even to understand the word of God. Yeah, submit to God. Resist the devil. Make him flee. Servants, be subject to your masters. Who's your master? Be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. And that's the difficult to deal with from some of them people that's in the title of manager and supervisor. You know, you call them boss. I'm letting you know now, they ain't your boss. Okay? All right, be subject to them, though. Be subject to your masters, right? God's your boss. That's why I say he ain't your boss. to be subject to them, right? With all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the fraud. God telling you how to deal with everybody. Because some people be in a position, right, and be tripping, right? Be subject to your masters. My master is Jesus, though. That's why I can go off like this. Yeah, my master is Jesus. That's right. Ain't no other God before me, before him. All right? So that's 1 Peter chapter 2. So we're getting into it. Now, we learned that the king and the governors were sent by God to punish evildoers and to praise them that do well. Do you see that going on, right? I'm just asking the question. Reading the Bible, I ask you the question. Do you see that going on? Think about it while we're going to Romans chapter 13. Yeah, because people like to use these scriptures. What are they doing, though? Are they leading you to Jesus? Yeah, are there any believers in politics? Because to me, politics equals liars. Politics, politicians, yeah, lies and liars. Yep. Now, I do respect that one dude, the mayor of Atlanta. He was a deacon of a church, and he in there, that's the Jesus in him. I see what he doing. I know that's one. You know what I'm saying? Andre Dickerson. That's one. Yeah. I see him. One recently that's doing it. Now, I ain't named nobody else because nobody, cuz. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I see what he doing. You know what I'm saying? As being, you know, in the A-Town. Andre Dickens, I'm sorry. Yeah. Mayor of Atlanta really can see the Christ going through him. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that building up, you know, houses and stuff to house people, man, because homelessness been a problem in the city of Atlanta for a long time. I'm talking about all this long time. And then these mayors before this one always try to, you know, sweep the homeless off the streets like they a broom or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and sweep the homeless off like they trash. You see what I'm saying? Like, who is y'all? So this is what I've seen my lifespan of 40 plus years. I'm 40 till I'm 50, okay? But yeah, this is what I saw, what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's finally coming through there, and I know it's a big problem in every city. Homelessness is a big problem in every city. I don't even understand why. And they be in the city. Oh, the city is how to live in there, number one. But I'm just saying, like, bro, and then y'all got the nerve to like, they scum of the earth. Just, these people, you can't throw them away. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, all right, anyway, because, yeah, everybody who's homeless ain't a drug addict, it ain't an alcoholic and all that. Some of them be, you know what I'm saying, they need help too. Everybody needs Jesus. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Here we go. This is God. This is word right here. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power, check it out, there is no power but of God. He got all of it, right? Now, whether they're using it for him or not, okay, that's what make a difference. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Like I said, we respect God's order. We respect the positions, right? Verse 2 says, whoever, therefore, resists the power, resists the ordinance of God. We respect the ordinance of God. We don't disrespect the ordinance. We submit to the ordinance of God. He just named the kings. He named the governor. Like I said, we respect the actual position of president. However, the wicked ones that's in the position, no. Because check it out. Let's keep reading now. It's going to say the same thing we just read. Verse 2, Romans chapter 13 says, whoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation, right? They want to act like they using it for God and want to put their damnation on you. You see what I'm saying? You ain't even resisting theirs because you are in submittance to God's ordinance. It keeps you in line with their bull crap too. So look, check it out. Here go the turning point right here, just like it was in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 of Romans chapter 13 says, for rulers, leaders, all that, are not a terror to good works. Now, you got to see if this day, if your government lines up like this or not, because this is the one God talking about, the one in his word. For rulers are not a terror to good works. Are they terrorizing the ones that are doing good? Now, remember, they killed Jesus now. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? You don't want to be afraid of the power. He says, do that which is good then, and you shall have praise of the same. Now, if you're doing the God thing, they're supposed to be praising you. If you're doing evil, they're supposed to be punishing evil. They're supposed to have been, you know, working and fighting against evil, but how evil going to fight against evil? So that's what we got going on now. Evil locking up evil and letting evil back out. You see what I'm saying? All this stuff, man, evil judge hitting the evil gavel in the evil courtroom with all the evil witnesses. And all, okay, I'm just letting you know how it is now. So rulers don't supposed to be evil, okay? Rulers are not a terror to good works. If you are a ruler that's a terror to good works, that makes you evil. The ones that God chose, they're not terrorists to good works, but to evil. Yeah, we terrorize evil. That's why when Jesus rolled up on the scene, them demons were like, Jesus, don't, I'm talking about begging him. Can we go into the pigs? Don't send us back to the abyss. Jesus, Mm-hmm. Yeah, we terrorize evil. Yeah, the true government on Jesus' shoulders. Y'all going to the wrong government, voting and carrying on, and they still doing evil. Killing, I'm talking about police, killing. Yeah, they evil. Right? You still run to them, huh? You don't know what justice is, do you? God about justice for real. He ain't going to just say it. He going to display it. It says, so if you don't want to be afraid of evil, then you do what good, what is good. And you shall have praise of the same, for he is the minister of God. He is what? He is the minister of God. Now, can you say that about any president, that he is the minister of God? Can you say that? Go. By any governor, any mayor. I can say that about Andre Dickens. I can say that. Yeah, any mayor, any governor, any ruler. Can you say that he is the minister of God? So verse 4 says, he is the minister of God. Talking about rulers. If they are terrorizing evil and praising good, that's a good ruler. So he is the minister of God if he's ruling like that. Yeah, to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid. You can't high-five him. If he evil and you evil, y'all, you see what I'm saying? Y'all high-fiving each other, huh? But if you doing evil, you're supposed to be afraid of the government. Not, man, I get locked up and go in here and think of another master plan to be more evil. But that's all they doing, man. But if you do that which is evil, this is God's way, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to do what? Execute wrath upon them that do evil. He's supposed to execute wrath upon him that does evil. We're living in a backwards world. They're shooting and killing. But the police shooting and killing unarmed black males. I still need to know what happened to Jaylind Walker, J-A-Y-L-A-N-D. Jaylind Walker. Yeah, Jaylind Walker. Still need to know what happened to him, man. And them 8 police that lit him up with all them bullets. And he was running away from the police. And it just happened this year, too. Y'all probably ain't heard about it, you know, because they try to keep it out and stuff because, you know, they just dealt with the George Floyd thing. But here come 8 police shooting one black male running away from them. And then here come these mass shootings in these schools and all the rest of this stuff. And some of them just happen to be white, right? Most of them happen to be white. But they do lock them up. They ain't shooting them. They ain't killing them. So back over here. So you're supposed to be executing wrath upon him that does evil. See, God will check this whole government too. You know, when we were singing, he got the whole world in his hand. He really does have the whole world in his hand, because now the government getting checked by these scriptures. Because this government that we in, I just went and voted over here. They ain't lining up with this government, because this will say you're supposed to terrorize the evil and praise the good. You got evil over here running against evil, and then these fighting. Look, they so busy fighting each other, they can't even fight the real issues, shall they? Tell me that ain't evil. The Republicans fighting the Democrats. The Democrats fighting the Republicans. And this over here fighting that one, and that one fighting this. And what's the issue? Y'all forgetting about the issues. Because you're fighting each other and want to take each other down. And see, evil is going to destroy evil. Look at it. Romans chapter 13. Mm-hmm. Verse 5, wherefore you must need be subject not only for wrath but also for conscience sake. When you submit to God, you good. For this cause you pay tribute also. This is where your taxes, you pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Even the tax collectors are supposed to be God's ministers. You see this? I told you, we respect the order, the ordinance of God. We respect that. But what have you ever prayed with one of your tax preparers, what they call? I don't know what they call. But whoever prepares your taxes, have you ever prayed with any one of them? Have you ever talked to them about Jesus? Have they talked to you, should I say? Have they prayed with you? They supposed to be his ministers, right? We're reading his Bible, even the tax collectors. Supposed to be God's ministers. Now, I told you this Bible is for everybody. Everybody supposed to be doing what it says. Acknowledge being all of your ways, right? For this cause, you pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues. Remember? Jesus said, give to Caesar what's his, right? To the government what's his, and give to God what's his, too. See, the problem is you done left God and started doing evil. That's it. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to him whom fear, honor to whom honor. Yeah. We respect this. All right, but we ain't stupid. We know who the evil is, and we gonna fight evil. Yeah. We gonna bring the light to the situation, and we gonna go upside Satan's head every time. Yeah, I had a picture. I came across a picture. It had the devil running from a believer, and he had the Bible in his hand, right? The believer had the Bible in his hand, and he was hitting the devil upside the head, and the devil was running. Yeah, we go upside his head with his word. God, we're going to chop him up, though. We're going to just go upside his head. We're going to chop him up, bro. Yes, sir, this is the sword of the Spirit. So, verse 8, Romans chapter 13 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't give you the truth, because I wouldn't care. But since I'm on here and I love you, your God is love. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you this truth. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. This is how you fulfill the whole law, by loving. Yeah, correction. Reprove means we disapprove of the crap. Rebuke means correct. He who hates correction is stupid. That's a proverb for you in the Bible. I tell you, I don't use no other resources. I just use the source, which is this word of God, right? The sword of the Spirit. The word of God. Yeah. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Now go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. Before we take a break, I think we're going to go to two more places after this. Then we'll take a break. All right, and come back and get some more in this thing. So we done got deep, and God going to bring it all together. Yeah. Make it understanding so we can be so clever. Yes, sir. Make us wise. Father, Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 29. Verse 2, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Antichrist, which means against Christ. I hope you are for Christ, because this world that we're living in, it's not for Christ. You'd be proud to say you voted, huh? When the last time you prayed? When I got in trouble, what? Oh, do you worship when you pray? You just pray and ask God for this and that and the other. And don't give him no props. Yeah, the Our Father prayer, they got worship, praise, and everything in it. Our Father, acknowledge him. Who are in heaven, acknowledge where he at. hallowed be your name, how powerful he is, how holy he is, right? Acknowledging him. You see what I'm saying? And even if you want to tune in to pray, yeah, because I'm in trouble and I want God to get this mug for me, man. Get the mug out of my bag. What? Shame on you. It's 2022. You still praying like that? You still playing like that? Come on, man. We so close to Jesus coming back. These mugs out here putting everything before Jesus, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Satan, he got a lot of people fooled into becoming their own gods. They only take care of what they want, what satisfies them. You know what I'm saying? That's selfish. You got to deny yourself if you want to follow Jesus. That's the first thing. Deny yourself. That's the first thing Jesus says. You want to follow him, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Y'all see this. We read the scriptures. We looked at our government out here, man-ran government. We looked at the one that God put together. Said, like, yeah, they still got the same positions and stuff, but you got the wicked folks up there. So Proverbs 29 and 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, though, when the right ones, the sons of God, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. It was a lot of mourning going on with Donald Trump in that office. I hope I pray he don't get back. It's up to Father. You know what I'm saying? I pray he don't get back. Father, please. Please. Please answer that prayer for me, Father. Don't let him come. You know what I'm saying? However God's will be done. I'm just saying, though. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Are you rejoicing now? I mean, I know it's a little bit more peaceful, but Joe Biden ain't really doing too... Okay. Because these folks can't... They can't live for you, and they can't lead you if they don't have God leading them. That's why the world is full of evil, okay? So, but a righteous person, when he's in authority, the people rejoice. You see me keep giving bruh praise, his props? He don't know me, I don't know him, but I'm just saying, I see what he's doing. Andre Dickens, the mayor of Atlanta, I'm like, okay then, bruh. Mm-hmm. The stuff that he's doing. Not forgetting about the people. And you know they want to forget about black people. And he ain't forgetting about them. He's black himself. And in Atlanta, the city itself, mostly black. It's the first real one. Had a bunch of coons in there. They, you know. They want to forget about black folk, man. It's the city, though, man. What's wrong with y'all? All right, so when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. I want to see what that's like. They had a righteous in authority. I didn't go move back to Atlanta, man. From the outskirts out here when I'm at. Go move back to the city. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. A lot of crying going on. You know, people wasn't easy. I'm talking about if Donald Trump win the presidency again, boy, I ain't looking at the news no more because I don't want to hear nothing. If I got to avoid him, I'm going to avoid him. I don't want to. I ain't going to look at the news. I'm going to be straight in the word. That's it. I ain't looking at no dude, bro. I don't want to hear that crap. Yeah, I said it, and I mean it, too. All right, Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to take a praise break, all right? Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go back over here. This is your whole armor, right? So this is showing us who we are against. These are the ones that's ruling. You see what I'm saying? This is why you can't agree and keep running out there and voting, talking about, man, you don't see no godliness on the ballots nowhere, do you? Do you? Now, I would have voted if I, you know, Andre Dickens, I, you know. Need more like you. That's what I'm going to say about that before I vote. Need more like you. We need more righteous people running here. It's about God's business, man. God's ministers. We just read about it. In the government, God's ministers. In the taxes, too, with the taxes. God's ministers. You're supposed to be God's ministers. Mm-hmm. They just as corrupt as the people they lock up. Or even worse, man. Because y'all in the position to do right, and then y'all still doing wrong. So, yeah. Get checked by this Holy Spirit. And guess what? You can't kill the Holy Spirit. But he's going to still be living on this earth until God take him off. That right. And there's too many people on here with his spirit in them. That right. And he could do it without the people. Believe that, because his spirit was over the waters before any people got here. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, Father, you're going off today. You're going off. We may have to do two parts of this. I don't know, but I'm enjoying this. I can't rush through it. It's deep, and we got to take our time. So however God leads it, but I got plenty of scripture, so I don't even think I'm going to do you like this and give you all on the day. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to go as far as the lead. Oh, I got bonus and everything on that thing. So, yeah, we're going to have to do two parts on this thing. You know what I'm saying? For sure. Antichrist against Christ. Yeah, this government system that we living in. Oh, what you thought? You thought they were for Christ? Ephesians chapter 6. Let's be reminded who we up against. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren. If you're following Jesus, my brethren. You following Christ? My brethren. You believe? All right? Finally, my brethren, do what? Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your own might, not your religion. Be strong in him, right? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole arm of God, not your own. Put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I ain't got time to hate no white man or no black man. Or no Asian man. Okay, I ain't got time to hate no children. Okay, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So we do wrestle against principalities. That's spiritual right there. Against powers. That's spiritual right there. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's spiritual right there. Who you running to go vote for? Against the spiritual wickedness in high places. That's spiritual right there. What you running to go vote for? You don't know because you don't read your Bible. So, and you don't know how to swing on your enemy, huh? Because you think a nigga like me is your enemy, don't you? Yeah, I said that. You think a nigga like me your enemy. Instead of swinging on Satan, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, because that's what Jesus told me to do. Matter of fact, that's God, my Father, in me doing this thing. And you preaching good, Holy Spirit. So we ain't wrestling flesh and blood. I don't got time to fight you humans. But the principalities, I'm on you. Yeah, my focus, my aim, my target is on you. The power's on you. Okay? The rulers of the darkness of this world, I'm on you. My target is on you. And the spiritual wickedness in high places, my target is on you. Because I know that the weapons of my warfare are not physical. They're not carnal, but they're mighty in God. And they've used to pull down the strongholds of Satan. And I ain't one to not use them. I'm going to use these things. Hallelujah, as long as God using me name. Verse 13, Ephesians chapter 6 says, wherefore take unto you the whole arm of God. You want to know how I am this bold? Because I'm doing what the word says. I'm taking unto me the whole arm of God. Verse 13, wherefore you take unto you the whole arm of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, we standing against Satan, bro. We standing against Satan, sister. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We'll be right back. When hip hop meets the Christ, I got so much more. We got 17 minutes left. I know I ain't going to beat that clock. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we'll be right back. We appreciate you tuning in. When hip hop meets the Christ, it got heated up. I'm talking about lit all the way. It's lit all the way up. The fire all the way turned up. And I'm about to play Flame. That's his name. Ain't that something? Flame. His song called Alive. Here you go.
Yeah. I just want to talk to you for a minute, man. See, I want you to know what God has done in my life. And I want you to know that he can do the same thing for you. Talk to him. The Lord has spared me from a lot of different things, man.
Remember it like it was yesterday. Had to get up out my school. Cause them dudes, they ran up in it looking for me with them dudes. The principal didn't even trip. Security didn't trip. So I had to secure my safety, making me have to dip. So I hit that highway, taking 70 to 55. Heading out to South County now. From the hood, that's a long drive. Now I'm at this new school, ready to study a trade. Hoping somebody would trip, ready to bloody a face. But this is orientation, so I'ma slow my rope. Plus I see this girl I like and hoping that I get to know. So we hit the whip again, now we head back to the hood. But I got the feeling we ain't killing, it ain't nothing new. Then I
to get to St. Louis. We ain't no puppets about to unfold. Let us tell it, everything cool. So we riding down the highway, right? What's the time of the day? Night. Everything is okay, right? Plus we make time to break. Night. Then we get to the STL. Drop my wife off to get some Z. About to kick it with Jason and Stefan over Kenny. We decide to walk to the store. It's four of us, so we know we cool. Then we see in this car passing us by, stopping it made in you. Man, you trippin', let's just proceed. On the way back from the store, we smell the smoke of the potent weed. But ain't nobody out till we hear this voice tell us, hey there. Two blues running towards us, 4 to 5, 9, get on the ground. Now we see them barrels waving light flash before our eyes. If his fingers slip, all four of us is who we got. All I'm thinking is, Lord, if this is how the story goes, I'll be fine. Cause in 99, Jesus saved my soul.
Jesus touched me out of death, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself. I'm realizing 99, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. When Jesus asked me out of death, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself. I'm realizing 99, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive.
Everything I did then, I was tripping off of people. I was living for my friends, but my heart was really evil. I was worshiping my money, I was worshiping my shoes. Wasn't thinking about my soul, worshiping girls in the school.
I was living for myself like I was stuck in the rut. And I couldn't get up like I was cut in the dust. I was bleeding from my side, and I didn't want to fix the wound. I thought I was alive, I was chilling in my tomb. I was holding on to sin like it was my baby daughter. Baby boy, I was deceiving. Was leading me to the slaughter. Wasn't thinking about Jesus, wasn't thinking about the curse. Wasn't thinking about the fall, wasn't thinking about this birth. I was thinking about nothing but myself in those days. But it took Jesus Christ to get himself out the grave. And 2,000 years later, he got me out the grave. I was rapping on this right to see you out the grave.
Jesus touched me out of death, it was
1999.
I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing 99.
Mic check 1212, we back. And how are you? Yeah, I just seen where we gonna cut off at, you know what I'm saying? And because we're really looking at this, you know, government, then we're gonna cut off when we start talking about kingdom, okay, instead of government. Yeah, kingdom. And we'll pick up the next time, and we'll call part two kingdom over government. That kingdom, God's kingdom over man's government, you know what I'm talking about? So kingdom over government. So these next few scriptures going to be about this government, you know what I'm saying? Some more. We seen how God set it up, and if they'll line up with it, I wouldn't have no problem. We wouldn't have no problem doing it, you know, submitting to that, because it'll be submitting to God. But when you're not submitting to God and you're trying to lead us that are submitting to God, okay, come on, bro, it's going to be a problem, okay? And you don't want these problems. You don't want these problems. Mm-hmm. This God's earth. All right, let's go to Proverbs chapter 17. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Antichrist, means against Christ. And we'll do part two next time, which will be kingdom over government. You see what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Because this little lame government ain't got nothing on the kingdom of God. Y'all be running up there, standing in line, and doing all this can to go do this stuff for this government, bro. And they treating your own. But then when it comes to God, you only want to call on him when you're in trouble. Or during this time right here, you know, during Thanksgiving and Christmas time. And then forget about God the rest of the year. Y'all lame, bro. Y'all whack. More than lame. Yeah, you can't walk. That's what lame means. You can't walk. But you're in life. You're running, right? You can't even walk behind Jesus. But you're in life running, boy. Like you got it together. Proverbs chapter 17. And we're going to read verse number 15. Proverbs chapter number 17. Verse 15 says, he that justifies the wicked. See, the Bible does not contradict itself. Only a brain, an unlearned brain, you know, one that don't believe or whatever, don't think that. The Bible don't contradict itself. You see this? God know what he's talking about. Somebody say, God know it. God knows what he is saying. God knows what he's talking about. Yes, sir. So Proverbs chapter 17, verse 15. He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Because remember now, they have to give an answer to God for those positions that they are in, just like you have to give an answer to God for the position that you are in. All of us are in a position that we can affect somebody in our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what are you doing with it? You didn't know you were God's minister too. You are. Yeah. So he that justifies the wicked, justifies the wrong ones, and he that condemns the just or condemns the right ones, you're letting the wicked ones go free, and you're giving the just ones, the innocent ones, the good ones, you're giving them a whole bunch of time, huh? He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are an abomination or an outrage or a curse to the Lord. Because you justifying the wicked, you're a curse. Yeah, when y'all want to justify, talking about we back to blue. Yeah, y'all, yeah, you got the nerve. We back to blue. Like y'all ain't been treating us like niggers, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Like y'all ain't been prejudiced to us for 400 plus years. Then y'all got a nerd talking about when did it get okay to be racist again, white folks? I ain't racist against nobody except I hate Satan. You know what I'm talking about? However, like I said, when the shoe was on the other foot, when the first become last and the last become first, when y'all are the ones start getting treated like niggers, how you gonna like that? You the one put this out. You going to reap what you sow. If you sowed all that evil 400 plus years, we got it in the Bible. We got it for real in the history over here. You taught us in history, right? Okay. You did all this for 400 plus years now. The Bible narrows it down about 437, I believe. Because it mentions it again. It get all the way to the specific number. I ain't doing it. Yeah. We just read 400 years on this broadcast over there in what it was. We was reading something earlier. Well, it's on this broadcast. I can't even see my scriptures right now. I don't know where they went. But I'm on my other scriptures right now. So I don't know what I wrote, what I did with that other note I just had. But it's forever recorded. And it's in your Bible too. All right? Now, back to blue. What George Floyd did to the blue. Back to blue. What Jaylen Walker did to the blue. Besides running away. Running the blue. The blue was shooting him. Eight blue police, right? Back to blue. Their uniforms. Mm-hmm. Y'all prejudice. That's all y'all is. That's all it is, bro. Keep it real. Prejudice. You hate me because you ain't me. You wish you was me. You wish you was a Jew, don't you? You wish God chose you, but he hated Esau and chose Jacob. So that's the truth. And that's what he did, and it's forever written in the Word of God. That's why you cannot say that white man wrote the Bible, white man wrote the Bible. Lies. This is the Word of God. And it's time for y'all to stop playing with it. It's time for somebody to pick it up and they're going to do it right. You know what I'm talking about? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, because none of us would do it, but that's why I just said thank you, Jesus. You can do it through me. Back to blue. You want to justify the wicked, they shooting unarmed black men. You want to back the blue, they shooting unarmed black men because you don't like black men. None of them, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He that justifies the wicked, you are the abomination to God, man. To the Lord. It says to the Lord. You're an outrage to the Lord. And he's going to do something outrageous to you. You better repent. Everybody needs Jesus, I told you. He that justifies the wicked. Yeah, they ain't shooting them folks. They ain't went in there and shot the man who in the Uvalde who was shooting up all them teachers and students.
in the school with all the police outside the school. Yeah, let that have been a black man just walking down the street to get with a hoodie on his head to get some Skittles and a tea, Trayvon Martin. I know that wasn't no, you know, that's probably, that's one of the ones that that's on that back to blue. But his daddy and his mama was in the government. They didn't hire, you know, Zimmerman to be a police good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This America stuff. This America history for you. Yeah. Hold on, Saudi. Hold on. I got some more names. Breonna Taylor. Uh-huh. That's a black girl, black woman. That was a black woman. Police went in there and shot up her house. Not just shot up her house, shot her up, killed her. In the wrong crib, too. Uh-huh. Eric Gardner, choked out by the police. Amar Arbery, just like Zimmerman. Some wannabe vigilantes don't like black folks running through their neighborhood. But God hated Esau, and he chose Jacob over Esau. Esau and Jacob twins. Esau, he was red. He's hairy. He's a white man. Yeah, he's red and hairy. Hunter, that's the white dude, bro. Red, hairy Hunter. Okay. Jacob, he's chef. He always at the crib. He at the crib, right? He's chef, though. He's Chef Boyardee. He cook. Yeah, uh-huh. Twins, though. In the womb fighting. Two nations inside you. The younger one. The older one gonna serve the younger one. That's what God said. The younger one gonna serve the older one. Yeah. Let me read this scripture one more time so we can move on. He that justifies the wicked, you want to back the blue with their wicked behind, right? And he that condemns the just, because every time they, you know, they wanted to bring up Trayvon Martin, try to bring up his background, really couldn't find nothing. They want to bring up, make George Floyd look bad, and Jalen Walker like, bro, get on, y'all wicked. And then you want to condemn the just ones. Yeah, this verse is for you. Even they both are an abomination to the Lord. And Lord, the Lord, may he be on you. Yeah, on your behind. Yep. Mm-hmm. Amos. We got a few verses in Amos. And I'm going to stop in Matthew. And then we'll go into part two for next time. I got 2 minutes left on the broadcast. So we will go over just a little bit from the on me in the live. However, you can always go back in the archives and listen to the part that you missed, or, you know, listen to the whole broadcast in its entirety. Amos, A-M-O-S. You may have to go in your table of contents. And I'm using my tabs. I'm not ashamed. That's one of them books that's not very popular, but it's still in here. So every book, every word of God that's in this Bible is important. And I don't skip none of it myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not skipping none of this. If you need to continue to listen to this broadcast live, you can call in 563-999-3702. You got a little bit over a minute left live. And then we're going to go over into overtime. But it will cut you off if you are not called in. Okay? 563-999-3702. Amos chapter number 6. Remember, we're looking at the government. Then we're going to go look at the kingdom. We already know, according to the scriptures, how the kingdom's supposed to be. We're supposed to be doing what we're doing unto God, even if you are a part of this government. You see what I'm saying? You're supposed to be doing what you're doing as you're God's minister. Amos chapter 6, verse 12. It says, shall horses run upon the rock? Think about that now. Without the horseshoes or with the horseshoes, can horses run upon that rock? Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with ox? Yeah, they're not going to plow with the rocks with the ox. For you have turned judgment into gall. That's what they did. See? God on it. He knows what he's talking about. They done turned judgment into gall, right? And the fruit of righteousness into hemlock or hostility, ill will, poison. So, y'all, gall is, hemlock, they done turned judgment and righteousness into hostility and poison and ill will, and that's where God comes in at. That's right. Mm-hmm. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against the enemy, You are the standard that God is lifting up. I am too, because we're putting on the whole arm of God, and we're standing against Satan. Letting him know, no, we disapprove of this stuff that you talking about is right. We disapprove of the lies. You know what I'm talking about? Go to Amos chapter 5, over one chapter. All right, Amos chapter 5, verse 7. It says, you who turn judgment into wormwood, they turn judgment into wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, but yet still they coercing you. Yeah, to go vote, right? Yeah, but they leaving off judgment. The Bible letting you know, you who turn judgment into wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him though. Seek him, come back. Seek him that made, it said that makes the seven stars and Orion. Now it's talking about them stars. Mm-hmm. The scientists might mention this a little bit, but they sure ain't going to tell you they got it from the Bible, ain't it? Orion. They're going to name some more to keep you away from this, man. Now, it's talking about Orion. It says, seek him that made the seven stars and Orion and turns the shadow of death into the morning and makes the day dark with night. He turns the shadow of death into morning. When morning here, it's not dark anymore. All right? And it says he makes the day dark with night. So when the sun go down, it's night, and it ain't day no more. That it says, seek him that calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. So seek him, everybody. Verse 9 says, that strengthens the spoil against the strong. He strengthens the weak against the strong, so that the spoiled or the weak shall come against the fortress. Uh-oh, didn't they do that, something like that, January 6th? Oh, shoot. Came against that fortress, didn't they? Okay, anyway, verse 10 says, they hate him that rebukes in the gate, and they abhor him that speaks uprightly. They don't want to hear the truth. They hate him who speaks that correct stuff. You're not going to be popular when you're speaking the truth. I'm telling you that now. They hate him that rebukes in the gate. If you're rebuking on TV and you famous, man, please, they hate that. And they abhor, can't stand him that speaks uprightly because you're correcting things. You're not going to be famous on the earth. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, they walking on the poor, right? And you take from him burdens of wheat. Taking from you. They increasing on the price and everything, right? You have built houses of hewn stones, but you shall not dwell in them. Y'all doing all this building up, but you ain't finna dwell in none of them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink wine of them. You've got pleasant vineyards built, but you shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold, your so many transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right, taking the rights from the poor. They don't even want you to vote because y'all voted, and then they try to say, man, we got to stop them from voting. You see what I'm saying? Boy, God, you good. You good, Father. For I know your manifold. They got so many transgressions. Manifold. How many of that, boy? I know your manifold. That's a lot. Manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just ones, the right ones. That's the ones who they afflict. And God on you. He's on them. They take a bribe and they turn aside. Yeah, they take a bribe. You give them enough money, you can get away with murder. They take a bribe. They turn aside the poor in the gate of from their right. You got the right to vote, right? I know. Yeah. And you better don't forget to pray. You need to pray more. But yeah, you got the right. But they still look. They turn aside your right. See, God know all this. That's why I say, but I ain't dealing with them on their stuff. Yeah, I'm going to bring them over here on my level so I can bust. I'm talking about beat him down, bro. Crush him. Amos chapter 5, verse 13. Therefore, the prudent, the careful ones, the wise ones, shall keep silent in that time, for it is an evil time. It's an evil time. They got to do what they doing. This time, they supposed to be evil right now. Seek good and not evil, though, the next verse is, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. So you got to do good. Go after good and not evil. You ain't got to do evil. You know what I'm saying? Verse 15 says, hate the evil. Hate the evil and love the good. Telling us what to do. Now, don't get mad at God because you ain't doing what he say. He said, hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. This is how you establish judgment. This is the right form of government. They don't want to do right. So, okay, here go the kingdom ruling. Hate the evil, that's kingdom. Love the good, that's kingdom. And establish judgment or justice, that's kingdom, in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. You can change his mind. Yeah, from his wrath to his grace. Go to Matthew chapter 22. We're going to leave it right here. On this kingdom mindset. Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 17. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Today's topic, Antichrist. We'll come back next time and do part two, which will be kingdom over government. All right, so let's get a little bit of this kingdom right here in Matthew chapter 22, verse 17. It says, tell us, therefore, what think you, or what you think. Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar? Caesar is the government, right? Governing king or what have you. But Jesus perceived their wickedness. They're asking Jesus this question. He understand their wickedness through their question, right? And he said to them, why are you tempting me, you hypocrites? And called them a name. But if Jesus called you a name, you that name. That's who you are, hypocrites. Why are you tempting me, you hypocrite? You know what I'm talking about? I'm going over here questioning me. Tempting me, you hypocrite. So trying to test me. Show me your, it says, show me the tribute money. Show me the money, right? So pull out a dollar, pull out a $100 bill, 20, whatever, 50, whatever. Show me the tribute money. And they bought unto him a penny, though. They didn't even bring a dollar. They brought a penny. And he said, verse 20 says, and he said unto them, whose is this image and superscription? Whose image is this on here? Whose superscription is this on here? Signature, all that writing. All right, they say unto him, Caesar's. That's the government, governing, or the government right there. Then he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. If you live in life and you're just giving the government what it wants and not giving God what he wants, then okay. But if you're giving God what he wants, you're going to be straight. He's going to take care of Caesar for you, because it's another instance in here where they try to get Jesus for not paying taxes. And Jesus said, man, who you think pay taxes? Strangers? You think they collect taxes from strangers or from their sons? And Peter said they take it from strangers. And Jesus said, yeah, at least we offend them. Go ahead and, but first he said the sons are free then. And he said, at least we offend them. Go ahead and get that, go to the water. And when that fish come up, the first fish you come up, that comes up, take the money out of his mouth and go pay them the temple tax. You see what I'm saying? So when you lined up with God, that's why I keep letting you know, and God keeps letting us know, that when we do things his way, it's a dual effect. It affects two realms, both realms, the physical and the spiritual. All right? So when you submit to God, you won't already be in resistance to the devil. Okay? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. So you're going to be in resistance to him already, so go ahead and continue to resist him and continue to submit to God. All right, and we'll pick up next time, because like I said, kingdom is living your life in whatever position you in or whatever, but having God involved in that thing, and matter of fact, doing it unto him. That way you don't think that it's your position. You see what I'm saying? That go for preaching and everything, too. Yeah. All right, so we appreciate everybody tuning in. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll get back at you next time. All right, and part two will be kingdom over government, because we just read all the scriptures, and we couldn't fit our government into these scriptures, cuz. So
It's going to be a part of the kingdom of God. That right? Hallelujah. All day. Peace.
But I got it this time.
The world, the world, the world is very evil now.
Evil now.
The world, the world, the world is very evil now.
Evil now.
The world, the world, the world is very evil now.
Evil now.
The world, the world, the world is very evil now.
Evil now.
The world, the world, the world is very evil now. The world, the world, the world is very evil now. The world, the world, the world is very evil now. The world, the world, the world. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan.
You know that.
And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
Oh, shame. Amen. A wicked game and that's a shame. Never follow God's video. Have you sinned and eventually you in hell one day? There ain't no escape if you got words to say. Struggling, striving, hoping I die. In the meantime, I'ma get mine. Everything will be fine if you won't give it to Christ. I mean, see it if you want to, but personally, I never go against the Lord and I don't want to. Come give your life to Christ and there's no need to worry. I'm knowing evil on the rise. Keep it plotting on me, trying to hurt me. So I stop and start to pray, they come in flurries. No time for the Jezebel women that want to murder me. Cause I've been a many times, time after time. But I'm thinking you can go with Christ to turn. No life here, cause Satan, you know we out of time. And he a foe and he loves nobody. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan.
You know that.
And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
You're not looking for me. Your song star, and I know they're looking for me.
Make your song star,
and I know they're looking for me.
Make your song star,
and I know they're looking for me.
Make your.
I'm taking a look and ain't it funny sometimes? How people slap on these rhymes. I get up and spit fire. You try, we not the same guy. I'ma live it with Jesus as my witness. You see, I spit for the better. I guess I just be willing to risk it. I'm in the kitchen, picture me laugh. You see, I'm doing my math. I drop the song and watch the demons run fast. Rapping on this level all day. Ain't no surfing in my way and ain't no fear of the grave. We live safe. Evil play dirty cause we out here human. We want a mansion in the heavens. Satan can't stop it. I recommend you do pray for yourself. Living in darkness and that's why. I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan. And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
I think they worshiping the Satan. I think they worshiping the Satan.
You know that.
And when they die, I bet they wish they had Christ instead of Satan.
I can bet they die.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Get your prayer, what you tell them how you feel, go.
Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little kids, yo. Taking kills, taking kills, taking kills, even little kids, yo. And with Jesus, and with Jesus, and with Jesus, know we all won't let me stir, no. And with Jesus, and with Jesus, and with Jesus,
know
we all
won't
let me stir, no.
Yeah.
What
it is? Revolution. Bones. Once again, man. Sleepy Hollows. One time. Shout out to Crazy Bones. You know. Foundation. Doing my thing. Yeah.
Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there, we represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.